Falls Mayor Rob Restaino with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning. Mayor, should kids reporting to a hockey camp have been put at the center of this dispute yesterday?
Yeah, that's a question Councilmember Miles should ask himself. Quite frankly, this is more about micromanaging by the council. It's just unfortunate. We have a new operator, and you can just tell how uninformed the council member is when he says they're out of state. They're based in Albany, and they run hockey arenas all throughout New York State. In fact, for a while, actually, we're running some arenas in Western New York. This is the difficulty with a council that doesn't want to do its work. In fact, I even expressed that to Senator Ord. Unfortunately, Rob decided not to comment on the real difficulty here. The real difficulty is that we are going to have a new operator. Should the council want to have additional information, we're always available. You put out an RFP, you try to get the best operator for the facility. The current operator that was selected was the best among all of the bids. And now you have legal responsibilities. And, you know, in the past, when we attempted a prior request for proposals, you know, there were certain veiled suggestions about what a particular operator might or might not do if not selected. You know, those are the kinds of things that really shouldn't go on if we're going to do this responsibly, professionally. And then, of course, again, you know, council members as part of government, they have an obligation to work. And part of that work is coming in or inquiring from the day-to-day operations, which is conducted by the administration, on information that they would need to make the appropriate decision. To simply say, I'm going to pick up my package, show up for 5 hours a month, and then try to make important decisions, I think all of us would say that that's certainly not a responsible way to conduct your position as an elected official. Now, that being said, we reached out to the operator, the current operator, and asked for a schedule of events. Of course, upset that they weren't selected, they didn't want to participate. So we had to get ourselves out there. And now I can say that all throughout, at least through August, we'll see how far we have to go with all of this. But it's our intent to assist all of the scheduled events to go forward from yesterday, as I say, all the way through August.
So what you're saying is the rink being closed yesterday was a result of the city not having the proper schedule of events of what was supposed to go on?
We had no idea what the schedule was, despite inquiring. We weren't given any information. We had to deal with, as they say, a history of having certain suggestions made as to what would happen if a particular operator wasn't operating. And I really hesitate to get into too many of the particulars because there's also other issues. There's always two sides to every story, but there are other issues attendant with operations at Pavilion. All that we want to do is have a responsible operator there. And what we want to do is make sure that it has facilities available to those who wish to use it. Received a phone call yesterday from a tournament promoter who actually was quite excited at the fact that there would be a new operator in there. I mean, in the end, this isn't personal with anything. You put out these requests for proposals. Responsible public officials take a look at the best responsible bid and make the decision. Now, to do that, a legislative body has to take a few minutes, other than just the evening of a meeting, to get information if they would like it. You know, it's awfully difficult for an administration to try and read the minds of those who are on the legislative side and say, okay, what do you need? What would you like to know? You know, I can tell you our staff works hard to make sure that all of these requests for proposals, contracts, are well thought out, as best as we are able, protecting the city's interest, and obviously serving the public as best as we can. So again, as I say, you know, it would have been, I think, responsible for council members to at least know that this operator that was selected is not out of state. I mean, if there's no brighter example of an uninformed, intentionally uninformed council member, then that statement was it. I got to tell you something. The minute I heard the statement, I just shook my head and thought, I said, there's the story. Unfortunately, despite my conversation with Rob Ort, I thought that, he would, from his position, at least underscore that. He chose not to. That's a decision he made.
All right, Mayor.
But in the end.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Mayor Rob Restaino from Niagara Falls here on WBEN.